Proof Bar and Incubator was just getting started in downtown Chattanooga when the pandemic hit and it had to close. But since then, the collaborative community for food and beverage professionals on East Martin Luther King Boulevard has kept busy. From making food boxes for hospitality workers who lost their jobs, to guiding restaurants, bars, and customers through the reopening process. Nick Dietrich is a bartender at Proof.
Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
You folks have been busy even while you were shut down.
Absolutely. Been working on a lot of different stuff. We had our soft opening right before all of this hit. We had a lot of great plans going on, but unfortunately, sometimes things don't always go your way.
But you still kept busy, and among the things that you have been doing during this time, start off with the food boxes.
First thing we did, we thought, how can we reach out to our community, help out a lot of those out-of-work industry folks? We put together these industry relief food boxes. It's a no-questions-asked system where people can come by and pick up these boxes full of fresh produce, dry goods, beer sometimes, chips, snacks, things for the family, whatever we can get our hands on. Give them out just to help people who might be out of work, might be food insecure, might not be monetarily stable. So that was a lot of fun. First couple weeks, got a lot of great donations from local businesses as well.
And you also partnered up with distilleries in the area.
Absolutely. So a lot of the distilleries in the area, since they're not selling as much booze right now, we partnered specifically with Gate 11 and Lassen Lyons to help create hand sanitizer. They switched over to distilling hand sanitizer, and we helped bottle and distribute that hand sanitizer locally and across the country as well.
And then when the tornado hit, what did you folks do?
So EPB recruited a lot of linemen, also outside of their company, to help service East Chattanooga after the tornadoes ravaged that area. We helped put together thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands of sack lunches full of sandwiches, fruit, drinks, chips, and helped distribute that to all those linemen that were working 24/7 for weeks on end to help restore that part of town.
And these days, you folks are doing webinars to present and share guidelines from the industry for other businesses in our area.
Absolutely. We've been putting together these guidelines, this structure essentially for how to properly reopen, you know, what it looks like timeline-wise, the different phases we'll go through. It's all about staff education and caring for both the safety of our employees and for the guests. It's a very commensalistic type of relationship we have right now with the coronavirus. And we have to take any means necessary to ensure that everyone's happy, everyone's safe, and that we can continue to have service without any interference from potential outbreaks again.
And where can people go online for more information?
Proofincubator.com is where you can find a lot of stuff. We basically do daily blog posts on things from business resources to personal relief resources, as well as some kind of fun and entertainment subjects as well. So something for everybody. Also find us on Instagram, proof_bar_incubator. A lot of fun stuff on there. We're always posting, trying to stay involved with the community.
All right. Nick, thanks so much.
Ray, thanks for having me.